Certainly appreciate the privilege of being here this morning. Thankful for each one that's here, every visitor. I'd like to read from Psalm 139 and verse 23. Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." This is a prayer of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, a man after God's own heart. And his prayer is, "Search me, O God." The invitation to God to search us suggests that our hearts can have things hidden in there, that there are things that aren't so easy to find. You think of a room that is full of clutter, there may be something buried deep in there that you're not even aware is there. And the invitation to God is to search me. Jeremiah said, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" This suggests to me that there can be things about our own hearts that we don't even fully understand and realize. So it becomes all the more important to ask God, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." It says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. There are things that can be in our hearts that can deceive us. Obadiah said, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground?" So if we have pride in our hearts, that can deceive us. Lord, search us and help us to know that there's no pride there. There's nothing there that would be a hindrance, that would cause us to be cast down. Back to verse 10, Jeremiah 17 and 10, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." So the scripture says the heart is deceitful. It says the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. But it says, "I, the Lord, search the heart." The Lord is searching our hearts, whether we invite him to do so or not. He already knows our hearts. But I think it's good that we pray the prayer that David did and say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." To give the Lord that invitation. "Lord, here's my heart. I'm not trying to hide things like Adam and Eve that were hiding things from God, that God came down and said, 'Adam, where art thou?'" Something that God already knew all about. God already knew exactly where he was, what he had done, what his wife had done, what the serpent had done. But Adam was trying to hide. Wouldn't it have been so much better if Adam would have come to the Lord and said, "Lord, search me and see if there is any evil, wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." God already knew all about it, but he wanted them to confess what they had done. Do you remember the story of Gehazi? Gehazi was the servant of the prophet Elisha. And Naaman had come to Elisha to be healed of his leprosy. Well, after obeying, Naaman was healed. And he went back to give a gift to Elisha, but Elisha refused the gift. Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5. Second Kings 5 and verse 20. "But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, 'Behold, my master hath spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hands that which he brought. But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take somewhat of him.' So Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, 'Is all well?' And he said, 'All is well. My master hath sent me. Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver, and 2 changes of garments. And Naaman said, Be content, take 2 talents. And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags and 2 changes of garments, and laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. But he went in and stood before his master, and Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no whither. And he said unto him, Went not mine heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants? The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. Gehazi thought that he could hide something in his heart. But this is the same Elisha that later on kept foiling the plans of the enemies, the Syrians. The Syrians would make a military movement, and Elisha would send word to the king, the enemy's moving over here now. And it got to the point, it happened enough times, this king of Syria noticed. And he asked his men, Who here is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, No one, Lord. It is a prophet down there, and he's telling the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. See, the Lord knows all about our hearts. He's able to tell exactly what we're thinking, what we're doing, what we may feel like other people don't know about. The Lord knows all those things. There is nothing hidden. Luke chapter 12 and verse 1. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I don't believe this means that we have no privacy in life, that we lose all decency, all dignity, that everybody can know everything about us. But I believe it is speaking about hidden sins, things that we know are wrong. Those things are going to be exposed. And I believe also it believes that it means that everything about us someday will be brought into judgment, whether people know it or not. The leaven of the Pharisees is hypocrisy. A hypocrite is one who feigns to be what he is not, one who has the form of godliness without the power, and who assumes an appearance of piety and virtue when he is destitute of true religion. A hypocrite is one who assumes a false appearance. But Jesus said, There is nothing covered. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. Second Chronicles 16 and 9, The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to shew himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The eyes of the Lord are running throughout the entire earth, not only to show himself strong on behalf of the righteous, but also observing everything that is going on by the wicked. Every deed that is done under the cover of darkness, the Lord is observing that going through the entire earth. There is nothing that is covered to the Lord. Let's go back to Psalms chapter 139. Psalm 139 and verse 1, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. There is not a word that I can say that the Lord does not know and hear. A word against my neighbor, a word of cursing, a word of bitterness. The Lord knows all about those things, doesn't He? Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend in heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there Thy hand shall lead me. Thy right hand shall hold me. This can be a real comfort to us. But if our deeds are evil, it can also be a terror. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the light shineth. The night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in Thy book all my members were written, which in the continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. And then verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. There was a murder that took place in the Oklahoma City area, and the police came to the door, and the person that answered the door did not want to let the police in the house. But the police went in anyway, and they found the incriminating evidence. They searched, and they found. Well, the Lord's searching us today, whether we want Him to or not. So it's better to just pray the prayer, Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Well, if we search for something, we're liable to find something. And the question is, what are we going to do with what we find? James chapter 1 and verse 22. James chapter 1 and 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For when he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man be a hearer of the word, if any man has the searchlight of God, and God reveals something about us that needs to change, and he goes away and forgets that, he can be deceived. So God, help us not to be hearers only, deceiving our own selves, but to be doers of whatever it is the Lord has for us. Jesus said that all things will be uncovered, and the question is, when will that happen? It seems like I've noticed that there are a lot of unsolved crimes, and especially in some countries, unsolved murders. And the question is, when will all of this be revealed? There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. so many things that people are doing today, corruption in high places. You wonder what all is going on out there, and we don't know, but there is a day coming that all of this will be revealed. The song says, "The earth shall melt with fervent heat, the heavens pass away, and all mankind their doom shall meet in that last great day." That's the day that all of these things are going to be revealed. It says, "So who all who make this world their God can here no longer stay. Their fondest hopes will all have fled in that last great day." That last great day is the judgment day that we will all stand before God and give an account to Him. It'd pay us very well ahead of time to pray the prayer, "Lord, search me and know my heart and see if there's any wicked way in me." You think about the military. The military does inspections on itself. They want to know that they're prepared before they get into the battle. It would pay us well to do that to ourselves. Can you imagine getting on an airplane and not wanting to know that all the systems were functional? They do inspections. Are there any crack propagations in the structural elements, in the wings? What about the hydraulic systems? Are they working okay? The electrical systems? They check out the cockpit. Are there any alarm lights lighting up? They want to know that everything is okay. They're doing a search to make sure everything is all right. And I think the same thing is important to saints, that we invite the Lord, "Search us." Can you imagine being on that plane and saying, "Don't tell me if something's wrong. Don't worry about it. I don't want to hear about it. That may disturb me. I don't like the thought of something being wrong with the airplane that I'm getting ready to fly on." Can you imagine that? Well, spiritually, people are ignoring warning signs. They're ignoring the results of what God is searching and finding in their lives. In January, last month of this year, a member of Finland's parliament, who is a mother of 5 children and a grandmother of 6, went on trial, facing criminal charges for her biblical views, as demonstrated in a 2019 Bible tweet, a radio show in 2019, and a church pamphlet from 2004. Dr. Päivi Räsänen, the wife of a pastor, is a veteran member of parliament and a former minister of the interior. The Finnish prosecutor general has brought 3 criminal charges against her with possibly 2 years of imprisonment. Police investigations against her started in June of 2019. As an active member of the Finnish Lutheran Church, she addressed the leadership of her church and dared to question its official sponsorship of the LGBT event Pride 2019. Isn't that sad? Räsänen is being prosecuted for the crime of ethnic agitation under the section of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Finnish Criminal Code. The prosecution argues that Räsänen's views are discriminatory toward minorities. Räsänen has stated, "I will continue to stand for what I believe and for what I have written. And I will speak and write about these things because they are a matter of conviction, not only an opinion. I trust that we still live in a democracy and we will have our constitution and international agreements that guarantee our freedom of speech and religion." If you search and find something, but that disturbs somebody, cover up the results. That's a sad commentary on a country that has descended into spiritual dark ages. And our country is headed that way as well. The thought of, "I don't want you to examine that. I don't want you to get on that subject because it might offend somebody. It might hurt some feelings." It sure doesn't make sense in the aerospace industry. It doesn't make sense in the military to ignore inspections, to not try to get to the root of problems. How about for saints of God? Does it make sense for us, each of us, to pray from time to time, "Lord, search me"? Yeah. Help me to know if there is some way in me that's going to lead me astray. I want to know now. I don't want to wait until I get to judgment day. Let's read in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. First Peter 4 and 17, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it begin first at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Search me, O God, and know my heart. And know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Is that your prayer this morning? It needs to be all of our prayer. All of us need this. If the righteous scarcely be saved, if we're barely going to make it, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? We need to be asking the Lord, not just today, but in the future as we progress through life, Lord, search me and know me. I invite you, Lord. I don't want to hide anything from you, Lord. Help me to know that everything is well. May God bless you today.